We are not victims. We are victors. I'm just going to be a little bit honest with you. I get a little weary of folks all the time playing the victim card. It's not God's will that we're always struggling, that we're always under some heavy burden and under some heavy load, downtrodden. I know those times happen. I understand. We're human. We have ups and downs, but I don't think God ever intended for there to be more downs than there were ups. I'm living the blessed life. And it's the best life. I'm victorious. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While you're standing, you can grab your Bibles. I do want to make you aware of a few things by way of announcement. If you have items that need to be given or that you brought for those that were victims of the tornado not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, please see Sister Angela Davis. She needs those items tonight in order to give those to the ones that will be taking the items there to help those relieve some of the pain and suffering of those dealing with that aftermath of that tornado. Also, do want to start announcing this. We're just under a month away, but Friday on May the 15th at 7:30 at the United Pentecostal Church of DeKalb, they're going to have an area fellowship rally, and they have invited us to come and be a part of that fellowship rally, and I want us to make a special effort to be there, to show up in force. They are a neighboring church of ours, one of the closest churches in proximity to us, and I think it would be good for us to make every effort to be there. I know they're inviting the surrounding churches, area churches, just for a fellowship rally together, and we want to go and be a part of that. And so we encourage you to clear your calendar and your schedule to make yourself available to go and be. That starts at 7:30, United Pentecostal Church of DeKalb. Other things by way of announcement are on the newsletter, letting you know what's up and coming, what's happening in the near future. We had a department heads meeting yesterday, and I realized that May is going to be a rather busy month. There's going to be a lot going on, I say this a lot. If there's anything I'm going to be busy about, I want to be busy about the Lord's work. So we are going to be changing things up a little bit for the month of May. Memorial Day weekend falls on the weekend of the 24th. And so the night of the 24th, May is a fifth Sunday month. In other words, it has a fifth Sunday in the month. But we will be doing our faith and family night, not on the 31st, but on the 24th. And we'll be doing it at my residence. We'll be announcing that, letting you know what's happening, what's going on. But the faith and family night is going to be happening May the 24th. And then on May the 31st, we're going to have a special children's service. The Children's Ministry Department is going to take that Sunday night service, so we're looking forward to that. All of those things should be on the newsletter and in the email that you receive from us. Genesis chapter number 4. It's good to see new faces here in the house this morning. Amen. Call out those names before the Lord in your devotion throughout the week. God is doing something. Something is happening. There is a stirring in the spirit realm, and I'm excited about what lays ahead. I believe there's about to be a bounce. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter number 4. Again, reading in verse number 25. I don't say it enough, but I always want to thank those involved in ministry, whether it's leading, whether it's playing an instrument, whether it's singing, whether it's opening service, leading in prayer. I want you to know I appreciate your help, your involvement in the kingdom and ministry. God bless you for that. Genesis chapter number 4. In reading in verse number 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God saith, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos, or Enos. Pay particular attention to this last phrase. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. What I want to preach to you on tonight is a simple subject. It's just this. Call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. Can we pray, dear Jesus? Oh, we love you. God, we thankful for your presence that we feel in this place tonight. God, I thank you for hungry hearts and lives that are here, God, to be led of your Spirit, God, to be taught by your Word, Lord. And I thank you for the awesome opportunity I have to stand before this precious people and deliver your Word. Lord, I pray that it is done, God, with anointing from on high, God. Lord, that we would revisit what it means to call upon you, God, no matter the situation, no matter what we find ourselves involved in. Lord, if we but look up, if we but call upon you, Lord, you are there to help. You are a very present help in time of trouble. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We give you glory and honor for who you are and what you do in your name that is above every name. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and everybody said amen. Hallelujah. If you clap your hands and lift your voice, you may be seated. Call upon the Lord. As you read in our text in Genesis chapter 4, many of us that have read the previous chapters, we understand that what has already happened, that Adam and Eve have transgressed. And while God, the Bible says, calls out unto Adam, God walks in the cool of the evening, and the Bible specifically says that he called out unto Adam and said, "Where art thou?" However, we find no record at all that Adam even one time called out unto God. It's just God calling out unto Adam. As a result of their sin and what they've done and how they've transgressed, they have two boys, Abel and Cain. And while Abel offers up an acceptable sacrifice, we do not realize many times that there is no word at all recorded of what Abel said or what Abel would have had done in the sense of giving the offering. The Bible doesn't record any of Abel's words, but we do understand that while Abel's offering was acceptable and God had respect unto his offering, unto Cain's offering, God had not respect. Cain becomes angry at Abel, and Cain takes out his anger upon his brother Abel, and the Bible lets us know that Cain slays his brother Abel, that he kills his brother. And now we have our text. Cain has descendants that are wicked. Cain is a wicked man himself, and his descendants are wicked. And it seems as though the world is going the way of wickedness. And then we find our text in Genesis chapter number 4, verses 25, that Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and she called his name Seth. For God, saith she, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And born to Seth was one Enos. And then the Bible says this. The Bible says, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. At this point, when it looked like that the world was just pining away in wickedness and going after evil, there is one, there is a line, there is descendants who are raised up, and something inside of these descendants caused them to do something that not even their forefathers had done. The Bible says that at this point, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Something inside of them prompted them to do something that others had not done, that they probably had not been taught to do, but something inside of them said, we need to call out unto the Lord.
come down to Genesis chapter 12, and the Bible lets us know that there is a man named Abram who we understand and know him as Abraham. But Abram is called out of the Ur of the Chaldees, and the Bible lets us know that God calls unto Abraham. Catch Genesis chapter 12, verses 8. This in reference to Abraham. And he removed from thence into a mountain on the east side of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Now, Abram, somehow, some way, it has been passed down from the forefathers, something that has been done. And now, the patriarch of faith, the one who we understand is the father of the faithful, when God calls out unto him, he is not silent in a response. He does not close his mouth and just consider that maybe God wants something from him. The Bible says that he calls upon the name of the Lord. And you find that his son Isaac, not to be different than his father, but to follow in his father's footsteps, in Genesis 26:25, the Bible says, and he builded an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Isaac did not let calling upon the name of the Lord die with his father. Isaac said, oh no, I've learned something that helps. I've learned that I need to turn to someone in time of need. I know what can help me in whatever situation I find myself in. And the Bible says that Isaac called upon the name of the Lord. And then following his forefathers Isaac and Abraham, the Bible lets us know in Genesis 35, verses 3, Jacob says, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar unto God who answered me. What are you talking about? There is a God who answers. Well, how do you know yet? Because Jacob called upon the name of the Lord, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. Knew if I'm going to make it, if I'm going to prosper, if I'm going to have the blessings of the Lord, then it needs to be something that when he calls upon me and he has separated me out and he has called me, well, then I do not stay silent. I lift my voice and I call out unto God, and he answered me in the day of my distress. Aren't you glad to know that whatever situation you're in, whether you're in distress or whether you're dealing with issues or circumstance, you can call upon the name of the Lord. You can lift your voice and say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. And then we find that many of us know the chronological events that take place and how that the children of Israel are in Egypt for 400 years, and then they come out in the great Exodus, and now Moses, their leader, and Moses teaches them to do something. Moses, in bringing them out of Egypt, Moses teaches them to do something. Deuteronomy 4:7 says, for what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things, that we call upon him for? It's good to know Israel did not have the greatest numbers. Israel did not have the greatest weapons. Israel did not have the greatest warriors. But Israel had something that trumped every other tribe. Israel had something that trumped every other people and every other nation. Israel had an understanding that all they had to do was call upon the Lord. All they had to do was lift their voice and say, Lord, we need you. And the Lord would answer them. Psalms are full of examples of calling upon the Lord. Psalms 18:3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. It's good to know that when the enemies encamp around about me and when I start to get distressed and upset, I don't need to worry. I don't need to contemplate the future and what it holds. I just need to simply in the present lift my voice and call upon the Lord. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Psalms 18 and 6, and in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. It is good to know that we have a God whose ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. And when I call out unto him in my distress and in my trouble, I lift my voice and say simply, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. He's right there. He doesn't postpone coming. He doesn't put it off. He's there to help and to answer. Psalms 55, 16, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Psalms 86, 5 through 7, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. I'm thankful that there's still mercy available unto those who will lift their voice and begin to cry out, those who will confess and call upon the name of the Lord and say, oh, Jesus, I need you. Wash me, purge me, create in me a clean heart. Call upon the Lord. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon me on thee, for thou wilt answer me. I'm thankful to know that I have a God who answers me. I have a God that when I call out unto him, when I'm sincere in my request, he does not grow silent, but he answers me. It may not be the answer that I want, and it may not be in the time frame I think it should be, but when I call upon him, he answers. Psalms 116 and 2, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Might I say this? There are many who have fallen by the wayside. There are many who have what we call backslid. There are many who are no longer living for the Lord. And it's not because his power wasn't there to help them. It's not because his mercy wasn't there. It's not because his grace wasn't there for them to grow in. It's not because he wasn't understanding of their mistakes and their humanity. Oh, no, no, no. All those things were still there. I tell you why. Because they stopped calling upon the Lord. They stopped lifting their voice and saying, oh, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. I've come to know the more I live for him and the more I attempt to walk this walk and the more I press toward the mark, the more I need to spend time calling upon the Lord and saying, oh, Jesus, I need you. Oh, Jesus, I need you. It was that great prophet of Israel, Elijah, that brought the prophets of Baal up on the Mount Carmel. He said, all right. It's decision time. How long you halt between two opinions? If God be God, then serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. It's time. We're at a crossroads, people. A choice has got to be made. You've been backsliding. You've been going after other gods. You've been serving other things, and you've been living life that's not according to the word. It's time. It's decision time. And here's what he said. It's in 1 Kings 18:24. He says to the prophets of Baal, you call upon your gods, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. I tell you what, that sounds like a good test to me. You call upon your gods, and I'll call upon the name of the Lord. And whoever answers by fire. See, there are a lot of people doing a lot of things, and though they're not invoking or calling upon, they're trying. They're attempting to serve and worship and get answers in other ways. They're calling upon careers, and they're calling upon society and psychiatrists and psychologists and medicine, and they're calling upon all these things, trying to get help and trying to be saved out of their distress and trying to get over their issues. Might I say this? There is only one answer. There is only one who can help. There is only one. He is the name. He is is the name of God. And if we learn to call upon it, He'll help. Isaiah, and turning the people back to God. Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near." Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him. What he's saying, Pastor, this, listen, before there were Jews, before there were Christians, before there were other races, if you will, I tell you, those that God looked after and those that God had an eye towards, it was those who called upon Him. It was those who lifted up their voice and recognized, I need Him. I need His power. I need His strength. I thank God for great descendants like Seth and Enos that then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord. They started something in motion, which even unto this day is something we need to learn to do, and that is to lift our voice and call upon the Lord. How many times have you found yourself in a situation? How many times have you found yourself in a circumstance, and the only thing you could think to do, the only thing that you knew would really help, was just to lift your voice and begin to call upon the name of the Lord and say, "Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus." There are many miracles and testimonies made of people who in a time and in a moment who are about to befall in danger, and all of a sudden they just begin to call upon the name of the Lord, and all of a sudden they were taken out of the situation. They were taken out of the distress. Why? Simply because they called upon the name of the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11-13, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I know the thoughts I have for you. I know the end from the beginning. I see what you do not see. I have an expected end for you. When you realize, when you place it in my hands, when you understand that I know more than you know, and I can handle things better than you can handle, when you finally concede and you finally acquiesce and say, "Okay, God, you know what's best for me." The old song of the church has simply said, "You know what's best for me." Oh, we need to be reminded, He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the very hairs upon our head. He knows what we have need of before we ask or even think it. He knows. He knows. He already has an expected end. Check out verse number 12. "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. What are you saying, Pastor? Only this. I know it's not revelatory. I know it's not earth-shattering. But oh, if we could understand the significance in just being willing to lift our voice and begin to call upon the name of the Lord when you don't know what else to say, when you don't know what else to do, if you just begin to call on Jesus, all things are possible. If you just begin to lift your voice and say, "Jesus, I don't know, but you do. I don't have the answers, but you do. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, but you do. And so I call upon you. I lift my voice." See, it's always amazed me how that somebody it doesn't matter if they don't know, can't quote one scripture. It doesn't matter if it's the first time they've ever been in service. It doesn't matter what their history is. It doesn't matter what baggage they bring. It doesn't matter what addictions are involved in their life. If they will just come and respond to the presence of the Lord and begin to call out unto Jesus. They may not know what to say. They might not even know how to really pray. But they just lift their voice and begin to say, "Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus." They begin to call out unto God. Something begins to happen in the spirit realm. The ear of God is attuned unto someone who will call out unto Him. See, He waits. He's willing. He's desirous. You wonder what it's going to take for us to finally reach our wits' end. When we finally stop trying to solve it ourselves, when we finally stop trying to get ourselves out of the situation, when we finally stop trying to do it all by ourselves and find our own way through life and do our own thing, and when we finally reach the point where we say, "I can't do it. I mess myself up more than I help myself. I need somebody to help me." And we turn our attention unto the Lord and we begin to call out unto Him. Something wonderful begins to happen. Something miraculous begins to go on. The Lord begins to answer from heaven. See, I don't know what it is you may have in your life tonight. I don't know what struggles may surround you. I don't know. But I do know this. If you can learn how to call upon the name of the Lord. See, the enemy, he knows. He knows. He knows that if we ever get up the gumption, if we ever decide, it doesn't matter what we've done, it doesn't matter the mistakes we've made, if we ever decide, okay, I'm going to begin to call out upon the Lord. The first thing that happens when people begin to walk away from God is they stop praising, they stop opening up their mouth, they stop calling upon the Lord, they just go through the motions. And their silence says so much. Because what their silence says is they're not calling upon the Lord. But oh, you give me someone who realizes, oh, how much I need the Lord, how much I want Him in my life, how much I need for Him to be involved in my everyday doings. Oh, I need Thee, Jesus. I need Thee. Let me call upon You, because with You all things are possible. So, Lord, I'm going to lift my voice and begin to call unto You. What do I do in the midst of my distress? What do I do when the enemy comes in like a flood? I tell you how you raise up a standard against the enemy. You begin to call upon the name of the Lord. You begin to lift the Lord. You begin to lift your praises to the Lord. And all of a sudden something begins to change. The atmosphere begins to turn. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. One of the things that makes prayer so powerful is that we are literally calling unto the Lord. We are literally putting voice to our supplication and our request. We are calling upon the Lord. What are you saying, Pastor? I feel sometimes that there's a lost art in what we do, because we try to manufacture things in our own ability. We try through our methods, and please understand, don't get me wrong. I applaud every attempt to reach the heart and the life, but there is nothing more important, there is nothing more powerful. And when people begin to call upon the Lord and they begin to pray and they begin to seek His face, something begins to happen. There is power in lifting your voice, in calling out unto the Lord. There's power that is available. There's power that comes when someone is willing to submit themselves in their will and say, "Oh, Jesus, I need You. I need Your power. I need Your help. I need Your strength right now." What is it that you need? What help do you need in your life tonight? I'll tell you where to get it. I tell you how to make it possible. I tell you. You begin to cry out unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're a very present help in time of trouble. You incline your ear unto me when I call. God of heaven and earth, He who has all power. Let me cry out unto you while you may be found. Seek you while you are near. All over this house, I would that we would begin to lift our voice and we would begin to call upon Jesus. Oh, Jesus. If you can't say anything else, just say, oh, Jesus. Jesus, I need you. You want to prevent yourself from going back to the way it used to be? I'll tell you how. You keep calling upon the name of Jesus. You keep lifting your voice. You keep pressing forward. How? I keep calling upon the name of Jesus. Call upon the Lord. Need help in your life? Need deliverance? Need healing in your body? Call upon the Lord. Oh, Jesus, I need you. Jesus was walking by, and a man by the name of Bartimaeus began to call out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Oh, Bartimaeus, hush your mouth. Don't bother the master. Oh, I need to call upon him. I need him, Jesus. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Call out unto him. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you.
When I call on Jesus, all things are possible. I can mount on wings like eagles.
When I call upon him, he'll lift me up out of my distress.
When I call upon him,
the enemies encamped around about me will be scattered. Jesus, I need you, Jesus. Oh, don't stop. Lift your voice. Call upon him. Oh, Jesus, we need you. We need you. We need you. Lord, I plead your blood upon this situation, God. We are made overcomers by the blood and the word of our testimony. Begin to call out. Begin to say, oh, I remembered when I was going through such and such. But I called out unto Jesus.
Thank you. Lord.